Artifact City. Books are us. Read Books Antiques, the Museum of Fond Memories. A day unlike any other day, but curiously familiar. Outside the shop, it's like a bolero out there, everybody choreographing their unique dances to life. Raymond grabs another of his many daily smokes outside my shop, on the way to the smoking parking lot, where so many others leave their cigarette filters, relics for future archaeologists to uncover and puzzle over. Inside the shop, everybody brings baggage. Everyone has a story, even if unconsciously so. Jeff drops by and donates a brass and velvet stanchion so that I can place some psychological boundary between myself and the occasional hovering customer. Carolyn picks up copies of the latest Birmingham Art Journal so she can spread the gospel of art and lit. Randy decides to read Hemingway and Faulkner and Fitzgerald. There is hope. Across from the shop, I can see the parallel businesses and activities going about their cycles. Rhonda soaks the cooling sun and smiles her wisdom, surrounded by shoes and artifacts. The maid of metering carefully prepares penalty notices for people who don't know the rules and mysteries of downtown parking. Meanwhile, back inside, the imaginary reality of each customer swirls about them, influencing the way they see the shop. Kid customer purchases an enormous football-shaped balloon. Grown-up attorney takes the life-size Marilyn Monroe home with him. Another kid customer buys a flashing red disco light for his room. One woman ogles the leg lamp and Mortimer Snurd and Piggly Wiggly head in the display windows. Yet another purchases a wind-up bunny astride a tricycle. One customer selects old postcards and comes back for more. Somebody else stays in the front corner for 5 hours and reads ancient love letters and cards from my grandfather's old post office boxes. Her bliss is unmistakable. The names of my relatives in Peterson, Alabama, are on each box. A regular ushers and tours her friend through the shop. Giggles emanate from the back of the store. Collectibles entertain them. One girl seeks and finds Gulliver's Travels and carries her smile home with her. And so it goes. You go climb Mount Everest. I'll remain here and have much more fun.